All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Go, Gogs.
Welcome to Movie the Podcast. That's right, Movie the Podcast. We're
Sure.
finally back.
Yes, we are back.
Full
Ladies and
strength.
gentlemen, we're so back.
We're so
hit the we're
We're
so
so
back button, Gogs.
we're so back.
We're back. We're doing what
And
we hate again.
that's true.
unfortunately, we watched Sean's pick.
Ew.
Map of the Stars, Map to the Stars.
Some of us had to watch this twice because their memories, their brain has got Swiss cheese, and I'm pretty sure I have early onset Alzheimer's because I wanted to make sure I remembered this movie, so I watched this movie twice.
Hell yeah.
DJ, little known fact, DJ has CTE, even though he hasn't played any contact sports.
From jerking his dick.
Nah.
I mean, maybe.
I'll admit something. I have never seen this movie, and I thought it was Cosmopolis. Like, I got those two movies mixed up because I feel like they came out at the same time.
They did. I mean, they're pretty close. Like he Cronenberg like puts out movies at like a
Yeah.
clip. It's pretty weird how
It's because it's his like regular like 9 to 5 job for Canada because they pay for all the
I
movies.
mean, yeah, that is a good way to put it. But yeah, we're all here and we're raring to go. This is
Are
going to
we?
be a hell of a show because this movie is something else. But yeah, we watched Map to the Stars. I kept wanting to call this movie Map of the Stars. I don't know
Same.
why.
Well.
But yeah, this is a David Cronenberg film. We've
Half.
done what? One David Cronenberg film so far? We did Crash, right?
What
Didn't we
is
do Crash?
Scanners?
No, we
Or did we
didn't.
just talk about Scanners? Because
We've
Gog
talked
saw
about
it.
Scanners a
Okay.
million times because Goggs doesn't
Fuck.
like it, and I think that's absurd, but
Yeah. Did we do Crash? I didn't
that's
do Crash.
Didn't we do Crash? I feel like
I
we did
didn't see
Crash.
Crash.
I could have sworn
I've
we did
never seen it,
Crash.
so I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Oh, Are you sure you're not
maybe
thinking
not.
about the other? What's the one about drugs?
The one about
Existence?
No.
we have definitely not done
Not the
Exist. I don't
Cronenberg one about drugs, just the one about drugs. That's always
Oh,
in a
that
blue
one.
filter. The movie about drugs, man. Hold
Know
on.
exactly what I'm
Is that New
talking about.
Drugs the movie?
Are you talking
Drugs
about
Delaney?
Possessor? We didn't do
Nope.
Possessor, right?
No, we
That's
talked about
a
that a
son
lot.
anyway. We definitely talked about
Pusher?
it.
Nope.
Which we also didn't do.
Traffic. I always get Traffic and Crash mixed up. Did we do
Traffic?
Traffic?
Well, it's a
That's
different
because they're
crash than the one you're
cars.
thinking
No,
of, I
you're thinking
think.
about the race the racism solving movie Crash, not the car fucking movie Crash.
Oh, I'm thinking
Different
the
crash.
racism solving movie Crash, not the car fucking movie Crash.
All right,
Is the
anyway.
movie's about car fucking?
Oh, well,
No,
technically,
drugs.
yes.
It's about people
Titane.
that.
Titane and
Yeah.
Crash, yes. There's two car fucking
Well,
movies,
Crash
at
is
least.
about people who
They
get
would
turned
get in
on by
crashes and
car
then they'd get
accidents.
off, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I remember you guys telling me about it. Sounds
Why? I don't know
awful.
why I thought we watched that on the show. It's amazing. It's a great movie.
We should do
I don't
Traffic.
know. No,
Fair
never.
enough.
I made a pact a long time ago to never watch that movie out of a joke, and I'll be damned if I'm gonna go back on that joke.
Crash, you're talking about?
Yeah, no. Traffic. I don't know. For
Oh,
some
yeah, it
reason,
sucks.
Anthony brought up Traffic like whenever that movie came out when we were like 19. I was like, yeah, nah, I'm not watching that. And I don't just reactively for no particular reason. And then like every time he'd bring it up, I would just double down and triple down. And
It's
here
got
we
the
are,
distinction of being the
20
sexy
some
sister
years
film to a
later.
movie that also sucks.
What's that? The
Blow.
Crash? Oh man, I hate that movie. A lot of
Yeah.
people, a lot of fans of
I
that
used to
movie.
love
Yeah,
that movie. I might
I don't.
still.
Yeah, that movie
I mean,
sucks.
I'm not
All
bad-mouthing
right.
cocaine. Oh, sorry.
Big fan of cocaine. Couldn't do it anymore. I would probably die on the spot.
We
All
might
right.
all look
What
better
it,
if we did coke, honestly.
I would still eat the
I'm just putting
same,
it
so it
out there.
probably wouldn't make a
Oh, you'd be
difference.
on the Sean Kemp coke regimen.
Or like Artie Lang. Like,
Oh, that's too
Artie
much.
Lang never got thin on coke, that's for sure.
Yeah. Artie Lang did coke and heroin, the two things that are supposed to make you skinny, and all it did was make him lose his nose. Anyway, what did y'all watch over the last, I don't know, month since we've done the show?
Oh my God.
Sean.
Oh shit, I wasn't prepared. Nobody ever calls on me first. I watched
I
two
know.
things that I
Two
recall.
things.
I'll kind of talk about them kind of together in a weird way. I with Gogs, so this is how long ago it was. I watched Furiosa, a Mad Max story
Hell yeah. Love that
subtitle.
movie.
I also watched Boy Kills World. Let me talk about these two movies real quick. Furiosa is great. Like, I love it. Make 30 more Mad Max movies. I don't give a shit. It maybe spent a little bit too much time with her as a kid than I particularly liked. I don't think that's a fault or bad for the movie. It's just not personally what I wanted to see.
Sure.
But it was cool. Boy Kills World on the... Did anybody else see Boy Kills World?
No, I liked Boy Kills World.
It's a movie I want to like that I don't, but I really want to like it, but it's still not great. I don't know if this is just a thing for me lately, and I thought about Alec with this a lot. It's like, I know Alec loves like post-apocalyptic movies, right? Like way after the fact, or like the literal end of the world movies. And I, you know, that's Furiosa, right? I don't think dystopian movies do it for me as much anymore because it's a little too close to home.
We're living like, in a dystopia.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, obviously, yeah. Like it's heightened and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I could see that. Like, it doesn't feel as fanciful. Boy Kills World, like it... maybe Gogs can agree or disagree with this, but there's a lot of
good fight scenes. Those are the two options.
There's some good action. The guy from the raid's in it. It's a movie that has a twist that if you've ever seen a movie before, you know what the twist is. But it makes you it makes it so you would have to recontextualize almost the entire movie and whose side you're on and for what. And the movie isn't good enough to shoulder that burden that late. And it's a late twist, but it also there's another 20 minutes afterwards where it feels like we're just kind of dicking around. I don't know. It's just not.
So there was like a without. I mean, we could spoil it or not.
Hey, spoilers for Boy Kills World. If anybody's not seen this movie, you had plenty of time.
I mean, I feel like I'm gonna watch it. So
it's been on the Plex forever. Okay.
I will say
it's been on the Plex forever.
I think there was I think the movie's got like a double twist, arguably. Maybe.
Sure.
And I saw twist one coming a mile away, but twist two I didn't. So also you've seen Monkey Man, right, Sean?
I have not.
Oh, same vibes. Exact same vibes, but you probably really love Monkey Man.
Monkey Man is sick as hell. Monkey Man.
I mean, you love monkeys and I love men. So
both movies dabble in my favorite.
It covers all the bases.
Vengeance. So you know,
but like the vengeance is kind of weak. It kind of gets undercut with what. It's so hard to dance around this, but the Gogs, like, you know, don't. I feel like the movie works better without the twist. I don't think it's needed. And I feel like it just, again, like you have to recontextualize everybody's motivation in the last 5 minutes. And it's like, this movie's not good enough for me to care about that.
I mean, fair. It's kind of a turn your brain off. I'm
coming from though.
I do.
Where you take a movie like Kill, which is like it's similar in structure, kind of like, you know, splatter,
right?
Karate movie,
a sideways raid,
right? And like it's very clear what's going on, and it's just not, raid. You know, it's just kind of, I guess it's just kind of incongruent for me. Like it's trying to like, first of all, like it has terrible swearing in it, which is like my cardinal sin in movies. One of them where it's like this swearing is bad, like you cunt shit. Fuckers, like it's you know, like how a child would swear, but it also like it wants to have like a kind of like Hunger Games kind of for boys, but like also have something to say about like the socio-political, and it's just too dumb to really dabble in it, and I don't think it's necessary. I really want to love the movie because it's like a setup for those kind of movies, and I thought the idea of having like a mute protagonist with a voiceover the entire time was interesting. Like it didn't get annoying like I thought it would, but I don't know, like it's just
I could listen to H. John Benjamin read the phone book.
Dude, of course. Yeah,
I mean, like I said, I of the two movies, like because I watched them like back to back, like I enjoyed Boy Kills World, but Monkey Man superior. One of those is going to be in my top five and one of them's not, and so go just put brushes aside, then go watch Monkey Man. Let's talk about that next week, because I think you and I will see eye to eye on.
Okay.
On
that. I also finished the Boys, so that.
Yeah, I also finished that. I was a little underwhelmed this season. To be honest,
I really liked the last episode.
The last episode was really good, but I thought that, like, I don't know, it felt like there was a lot of padding this season.
It felt,
and like
Did it feel to you like there was some kind of like change of direction at some point? Like there, it kind of meandered in the middle for some reason, and then kind of got back to what it was doing.
That's exactly what I mean. And also, like, I mean, I know like a lot of like bigoted morons got mad that like Frenchie was gay or whatever, which again is hilarious. But then, like, to have it end with him with a relationship with Kimiko, it does kind of make him being gay, like, completely useless and pointless.
It's
like,
cheap.
Why, I guess? It's just like, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess he's meant to be, like, whatever, pansexual or whatever, but it just feels like a waste because it's not, they bring it up and don't really explore it and then just kind of go in the direction they wanted to anyway.
Also, not for nothing, but God forbid you just have Kimiko and Frenchie be, like, platonic friends. Like, I don't know.
Impossible.
I know it's like, it's just kind of corny to me that, like, of course they have to be in a romantic relationship. It's just also, a little tired.
It smacks of, and this might just be a personal thing. I don't want to belabor the show because I know everybody wants to talk about how much they hated the movie. But, like, it has that a touch of that Fifth Element thing for me where she's basically like a child, right? Like, she's very delayed because of her upbringing. And it just, I don't know, like, it's a little creepy.
I will say, favorite. Though, that
she's super hot, though.
Know, I was just about to say that. You know that meme where it's like the subject matter and then the crude drawing of somebody's head and like the point, but then it goes over. Well, the thing that like it's like, wow, The Boys is a really interesting like pseudo political satire. And the thought that's just in my head the entire time is Jesus Christ, Kimiko's hot. Like it's like
she does a great job.
Good Lord.
My favorite one of those memes, by the way, is the Yakuza like a dragon one, the like, you know, whatever, and then it's like the point of Chinese people are weak to electricity.
Now, I also like the Fallout New Vegas one where it's bisexuals give 10% extra damage to all like them.
I don't know what this country is, but they fucking love New Vegas over there.
Anything else,
Sean? No, I'll kick it to Alec to see what Greek movies he watched.
Oh, shit, you're watching
that Greek wedding.
You're in for it, because on a cruise ship, there's not a lot to do for old people at night except watch movies while you're going from port to port. So
to port.
I watched 18 movies since we last podcasted.
Jesus Christ.
Some were on planes.
Tuck in, folks.
Some were on flights. Some were, one is from before we even left.
From the before time.
It's been that long since I've tried to avoid doing the show for a few weeks so I wouldn't have to review this fucking movie. But my stupid ass coworkers just kept putting it off instead of just doing it. We'll review a different
That would imply we get paid, sir.
Is that what we are to you, coworkers? Come on. That hurts.
As far as this movie goes, yes.
Sorry, I've been back and forth to all children's hospitals. Sorry, I've been busy.
It's like when you call out sick and you're like, oh, good, at least I'll avoid this at work today because I'm sick. Oh, and they're like, oh, we waited for you to come back.
Oh, like, that's
every vacation I've ever had. You
to do that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why I called out sick.
Yeah, it's but literally anyway. my job every time. I know exactly what you mean there.
So I'm just going to name check a bunch of these movies that I know I've talked about before. Airplane, Bros, Ant-Man, Dumb and Dumber, Ant-Man 2,
Ant-Man,
ugh.
Black Widow, Infinity War, Endgame, Black Panther, all the Marvel bug movies except for the Spider-Mans, which I guess are technically arachnids. I don't know if they're considered bugs.
Thank you for bringing up that very important distinction.
Yes, man.
Oh, that got me. That got me pretty good.
And Idiocracy. Watched the newest Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, how was that? I've been hearing it was pretty good, actually.
It's definitely better than 3. And if I go back and watch 2, I'd probably say it's better than 2. It's good. Like, it's fun. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, shout out to Eddie Murphy, though.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. 3,000.
I just ordered an Eddie Murphy City Connect jersey from China, so I'll let you guys know how it turns out.
I love when he wore those.
four sizes too small. I have I got one of those City Connect Hawaiian shirts. And I ordered It's literally four sizes too small.
No.
Like I tried to put it on and it was like the Chris Farley in the hotel. That guy had a little coat. So that thing's on Facebook Marketplace now.
Eddie Connect.
But Eddie Murphy and Joseph Gordon, blah blah blah. They have really good chemistry. They really work well together in the film.
Did Judd Nelson come back for it?
Judd Nelson was never in those movies. Judge Reinhold.
Boom, idiot.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold is in it, and he's good. The guy
simple plays, no would have sufficed.
Compared to him, he's Judge freaking Reinhold.
What was the other guy's name? Billy? Was Billy the captain, or Billy's Judge Reinhold?
Billy's Judge, yes.
I think the other guy died.
He's like a Stacy Keach analog.
He's been promoted to like captain or commandant or something now. He runs like the whole precinct. He's in it. He's still pretty good. What's his name shows up and he looks like he hasn't aged a day. Bronson Pinchot. He looks like the same. Like him and Eddie Murphy both still look like they're like 30, even though they're both probably well into their 60s.
Still not Indian.
He was in that that last Independence Day movie or something. It's fucking awful.
He was in Short Circuit 1 and 2.
Wait, what?
I think that's Fisher Stevens. My bad.
You're thinking about...
I was very confused.
About Perfect Strangers.
From the Isle of the Meepos.
Yeah.
True Romance.
You want me to suck his dick?
What's that movie with the John Larroquette where he's a psychic? I can't remember the name of it. It's fucking weird. I don't know. It's fucking weird. Anyway, it's pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. It's enjoyable. Some good action pieces. It's rated R again. I'm pretty sure the last one was PG-13. There's lots of fucks and like how people actually talk.
You really need lots of fucks.
Well, you do in an Eddie Murphy movie. It doesn't sound natural.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Like using PG-13 insults on people. And,
what the frig?
Wallywood or whatever. What the freak, man? What the freak?
What the freak?
Watched in our hotel in Greece, waiting for the cruise. The only movie that came in English on the TV was Chappaquiddick. Chappaquiddick. What a piece of shit of a movie, and also what a piece of a shit of a senator of a.
Yeah.
Ted Kennedy.
Chappaquiddick.
That guy can burn in hell.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Like, honestly, all those guys, there hasn't been a good one yet.
I saw a headline this morning that I just saw, and I just...
Was it about the fucking bear or whatever?
Robert Kennedy admits that he left a dead bear in Central Park or something. It's like, what timeline are we
living in? 14 years ago, right?
It was a long time.
Who gives a shit?
It wasn't
14 years ago when he was a young man of 38 or whatever.
He's got worm brains, bro.
He's literally like your party in fucking Baldur's Gate 3.
I watched The Martian, which is a rewatch. I really like that movie.
I enjoyed that movie a lot.
That's the Matt Damon competence porn movie.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I like that movie. I like everybody in it. It's pretty fun.
That book is tough to read.
I've never read the book.
I found it incredibly dry.
Have you seen?
The
movie?
Yeah, I mean it's like the movie, but more dry and boring.
I don't think that movie would succeed without Matt Damon being so charming.
I agree.
By himself for half the movie.
Yeah, I agree.
And whereas Interstellar would succeed better without Matt Damon in it at all.
I forgot he's in that.
Worst part of the movie.
He's a bad guy.
I watched
Risky Business. That movie.
Never seen Risky Business. That was the first time I watched that. Like, that's fine.
I feel like I watched it when I was a little kid.
But I'm kind of surprised, like, that's the movie that really, like, sent Tom Cruise to the top.
The underwear dancing.
That's
because like, he did his dancing him. In his underpants.
But is it not a movie where he's going to get murdered by a pimp?
Yes.
Like, isn't that the, okay?
And the dancing in his underwear happens like at the very beginning of the movie. That's not like it's not like at the end or like anywhere consequential. It happens like right off the bat. So you can watch that and really get all you need to know out of the movie because the movie's kind of boring.
I don't think I've ever seen that sucks. Or Cocktail.
But you get that iconic. You get that iconic scene with him in the underpants. And then the thing I remember from Cocktail is the song Kokomo.
Yeah.
Because my mom had the Cocktail soundtrack on tape.
So
and it got stuck in our Astro van and we listened to it on repeat.
No.
Sean's tape just got stuck in his asshole. So
yeah.
How would you play it?
I mean, he didn't in he my wasn't really thinking about that. He was
anyway.
He thought he was concentrated. He
could like Teddy Ruxpin.
Watched
shout out to Georgia Satellites. You guys were really doing it back then.
Probably my favorite Tom Cruise movie, Edge of Tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Also known as Live, Die, Repeat. That movie's fucking tremendous.
Yeah.
That
movie All You Need Is Kill.
Rocks.
Yeah. All You Need Is Kill is the best title of like any movie ever. And they didn't even use it.
Well, like, isn't like the it's that from the manga and also like I think the what's her name? The female.
Full Metal movie. Bitch.
Yeah, her name is like Full Metal Bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Japan, really doing it.
What's the actress's name? Emily Blunt?
Emily Blunt. She rules in that movie. I forgot.
She's good in general.
She's I forgot really good in Sicario. All the the sequences where he's trying to train and she just killing him.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I think I broke my legs. Brained him. He's like, oh, no, I'm fine. Gives his head blown off.
That movie does take a pile ass.
Yeah, I could watch that movie all the fucking time. That and Oblivion, I feel like it's a very good, like...
Oblivion's a lot of fun.
Two good companion pieces that work together that have nothing to do with each other. Hearts in Atlantis, based on a Stephen King book, which...
What was that?
I don't
know. That's Anthony Hopkins?
Yep, Anthony Hopkins.
Whacking Great Bear.
Really, nobody else of note is in it except for, like, it had to have been one of his first movies. Shit, I just blanked on his name. The dude who died from Star Trek.
Anton Yelch.
But he's like 10 in this movie. is a kid actor. He's so goddamn good. Like, it was like distracting how good he was.
It's hard to even watch Green Room anymore because of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what it's a
definitely
shame.
One of those that's like, man, it really sucks. It's hard to watch Terminator Salvation.
Well, I was going to say, at least he didn't die right after Terminator Salvation. Like, at least he did something good.
I'm sorry for interrupting, Alec, but I watched this thing briefly on TikTok where they were trying to break down the timeline of Alien movies. And how they tie into like all these other Fox movies. And I literally thought of Sean and I wanted to stitch just Sean saying, who could give a fuck?
Like, you remember like when we used to like care when we were like 19 or however old we were, we cared about like continuity and shit. Like, I could not care.
Yeah. The Hearts of Atlantis, speaking of continuity, is part of the Black Tower, Dark Tower.
Yes, I remember the main that.
Character Ted Brodigan
gets
kidnapped by the Low Men.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, I knew it from somewhere. Yeah, yeah.
The movie itself is not great. I think I read the book a while ago when I was on like a Stephen King kick. And I don't remember the book being that great, but Anton Yelchin really kind of like blew me away with his performance.
Did anybody see Thoroughbreds? I think that was his last movie. I think it marked it kind of like Heather's. I wanted to watch it, but I never did.
I have had that on the Plex for like 7 years.
Is it on there?
Yeah, it's on there. I've been meaning to. It's got him. It's got Anya Taylor-Joy. It's supposed to be really good.
I can't even fucking believe you've had the Plex for 7 years.
I mean, I exaggerated
like
the number.
It feels like still you've had it for like you've had it since before COVID started. And it feels
easy. Yeah.
Like, it's insane. And the first thing that pops up is Super Inframan, no matter how many.
I don't know.
It's the most recently added movie all the time.
Still. Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't. I mean, I don't mind. I kind of love it that way because, I mean, I do love that movie.
That movie fucking rules.
What's the book?
The Devil.
The Devil?
And her shirt, the boy's shirt just says football.
The last movie I watched was, and I'd never seen it before, A Brokeback Mountain.
So good, right?
Movie. Yeah, it's really good.
It's very good. It's very good. It's a very good movie. But also, at some point, Ang Lee, I feel like, kind of comes off as like a hack. Just with some of the directing, like some of the cuts. And some of the scenes are just like,
It's too busy.
Kind of meander for too long. But it's not a point to it. It's not like it's a long shot of somebody or something. It's just kind of meandering on like a barn that has nothing to do with anything.
Ang Lee kind of sucks, right? Like,
well, we all saw Hulk. I mean, that movie.
Hulk Hogs?
What wushu movie did he do? Did he do
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Is that him? Yeah.
I mean, that movie's fantastic.
Yeah, but it's all second unit. He didn't direct all that shit.
He did a movie called The Ice Storm, which is pretty good. You ever seen
about
that?
Those people that fuck each other?
No, it's got like Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. They have like a fucking swap party or something in the middle of it, I thought.
Is that the movie? God, it's been a long time. I just remember liking it because it came out before Crouching Tiger, and I was like, I need to see this. Anyway.
But Brokeback Mountain is excellent, and it's like super sad and depressing.
Yeah.
But also like beautiful. But man, shout out to those gay cowboys from the 70s and 80s, 60s or whatever that got their dicks ripped off for being gay. Like, that shit sucks.
Yeah, Randy Quaid was telling a story.
Is that what happens in Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah. Well, not to like the main characters, but it's alluded to as part of the reason they can't be together. You never seen it? I never saw it till
now.
It's really good. For the dogs, you'll cry.
I'll cry it at the drop of a hat. That really doesn't make a difference. But like, the Joker's dick gets ripped off?
No. Okay. But they talk. They talk about that being a reason why they can't be together because
Jesus Christ, what
has happened to other people that they've known.
It's like the 80s. Oh. Well, it takes place over quite a bit of time, but what, like 70s, 80s?
It starts in like the late 60s, early 70s. Like, I had no idea it was a period piece, so I started watching it. I don't know why, but I guess like
the trailers and shit didn't really
show a lot of
things
that would give you hints as to what time period it takes place in. It covers like 20 years, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, cowboy fashion hasn't changed in a millennia, so when you look at the trailer,
it covers a good amount of time. Like, and all the promotional material focused on them. I feel like if you didn't see any vehicles or any other people, like
vehicles were horses,
I guess any women really, because that's the only other thing is like the cars and the female fashion are the only things that would indicate when it was.
Yeah, I would have thought it was like a Western before I watched it, but there's a scene where Heath Ledger's just kind of like holding a shirt, and I don't want to ruin the movie for anybody who hasn't seen it, even though it's like 20 years old, but it's like gut-wrenching. It's really hard to watch.
Yeah. Really good performances by him and Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, they're both great.
Randy Quaid was doing an interview where like he got paid scale because they told him it was like some little ass independent movie nobody was going to see. It ended up being this like huge
Oscar movie.
Yeah, he didn't get shit off of it.
That's fine. That's also like, Randy Quaid sucks. So like, yeah, he's a fucking asshole. I mean, this has got to be a movie, the podcast movie, but he just did a Reagan movie. Like it was selected.
Ronald Reagan?
What other Reagan?
an Exorcist movie.
I don't even think it got like proper distribution. I think it's one of those like Fathom Events movies.
Oh god!
It's like,
Kevin Smith joint.
I gotta watch it. I mean, we gotta watch it on the show. Can we have like we need a President's Month? There's been enough President movies.
We just need like right wing.
The only problem with president movies is they're always long and they're almost always bad.
Bring back Omen 3.
Yeah, remember when I thought that was a movie about the president?
Thought it was. Yes. All right. Anything else, Monsieur Alec? That's what they
said. Yeah, just like Shaw and I finished The Boys.
What'd you think?
I thought it was like a pretty good ending, but like the whole will they, won't they with Newman through the whole season, like I could not give less of a shit.
Yeah,
all the intrigue with her and the president and bullshit, like miss me with all that and just get right to the end where Homelander does his thing. Like,
yeah, I totally agree, but I think that goes back to like it felt like the squishy middle, like it felt then, like padding, like it just
and then it ended up not mattering
at all
because Butcher just does the same thing they do at the end of every season. And does something nonsensical and just kill someone. Like, I enjoyed the season overall. I'm very happy that next season's going to be their last season.
Yeah, I feel like they're running out of steam.
If they can get a good wrap up to it, like
where it's like, hey man, this guy has been getting raped like nonstop for 3 episodes. Could you cut him some slack? He didn't know it was a shapeshifter, like.
That shit was so that shit was like silly because she's like so upset. It's like, well, he didn't know. Like, yeah, I was.
She's
a little,
literally you. Also, the episode like 2 episodes before he got raped again. Like, that dude by gets Tech raped Knight. A lot.
I was happy to see Tech Knight on the show.
Yeah,
it was kind of funny.
He's in Gen V too.
Oh, I need to watch that. Yeah.
That's one thing that another thing that annoyed me is that they make no mention of like they show the two bad kids from Gen V. But make no mention of.
Are the two bad kids the ones that show up like towards the end?
They kidnap Kimiko and
Frenchie.
Yeah, Frenchie. But like, they make no mention of any of the other kids that they have in prison.
Well, I think they probably don't know what they're gonna do because that one guy died, so they might not really have a good handle on it.
The only mention was when they sent Newman's daughter there at the very end. That was the same. Hospital or whatever, but
yeah,
like, I really like
choices to wrap up the season that were incongruent.
I really like the Sage character.
DJ, you'll like Gen V. It's like what New Mutants could have been, kind of. You know what I mean? Like
I think Alex said that like when he was talking about it. Like that, I feel like that was the direct comparison. So
yeah, it's fun and it has a lot less. Like the stakes aren't the world. It's just these kids in college.
I feel like
but it's still big, enough, and their powers are like kind of cool and different. Or most, I feel like most of the main characters in The Boys, their powers are all the same ones you always see. Slight variations. Some of the powers that the kids have are fucking wild.
Yeah, because they got to do with the Garth Ennis source material, and he fucking loves doing the like Justice League / Avengers parody shit. Anyway.
All right. Anything else?
No, TJ.
I watched a couple of things. Specifically, movie wise, I watched two things.
Two things.
Thank you. But real quick, I watched all of the new Batman cartoon show, The Caped Crusader. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. It is great. It feels like they went back and made Batman the animated series all over again, and I love it. But it's different enough. But I mean, all I gotta say to you comic book heads out there is that the people involved with the show are Bruce Timm, Ed Brubaker and Greg Rucka. And I mean, it's just, you can tell by watching it, like it just feels like great. I thought the animation's wonderful. Every episode's only 25 minutes long, so you just blow through it. I thought it was awesome. Can't wait for season two. I thought
everything should be animated.
What's it on?
Dude, it's on Prime, which I thought was really weird. Like how did HBO not get this?
Well, you know, like, Prime had that weird Christmas Batman movie too.
Oh yeah,
it was animated. Yeah, that was bad.
But it's weird to me.
Yeah,
like as soon as I saw the ads for it, I was like, oh, it's gonna be on Max, and it's like, no, it's on Prime. I'm like, okay. I mean, I didn't care. I got them both, but It's really good. I all you guys are gonna like it, I'm sure. Like, it's excellent. Like, it's Kevin Conroy, it's very, died. Very good.
Excuse yeah. me. Yeah, he Kevin died. Conroy died, right? So who's doing Batman's voice?
I don't recognize the actor, but he does a good job. He does kind of a Kevin Conroy kind of voice.
Was it Jeremy Sisto, the one who did it for the New Frontier?
No, it's some guy. Like, I've seen his picture, but I'm not exactly sure who it is. Also, did you know that, speaking of the boys, Randy Quaid's son, I can't think of his first name now.
Not Randy Quaid's son.
Isn't that Randy Quaid? Dennis Quaid's son. Excuse me. Dennis Quaid. His son, he does the voice for Superman in the new Superman show, and he's also done, like, a ton of other voice acting work. I had no idea. Also, I watched an episode of the new Superman cartoon, and it's good, too. I like that. I didn't like it as much as Batman, but I thought it was pretty good. Anyway, back to some not fun things to talk about. I watched two piece of shit movies. One that I am going to make us watch on the show at some point. I watched the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, Trap. And it's absolutely horrendous. All the stuff that we love about M. Night Shyamalan, like, writing characters that make absolutely no sense, writing dialogue that makes absolutely no sense, a plot that's so threadbare that, like, it's like grandma's underpants. You can see right through it. Like, it's awful, awful, stop. Awful, awful movie. Like,
that's a horrible image.
I don't like that analogy whatsoever.
It's from The Simpsons. Bart made that analogy.
He has a grandmother.
I forget what he's talking to, but he definitely, that's where I
also, by check, at our age, grandmothers can be like 6 years older than us, so like we can all calm down.
Especially in Florida.
This movie is
no doubt
so effing bad, though, guys. Like, it's terrible, and it's like unintentionally hilarious. Like, it feels so poorly written that it's like very funny. Like, if this was trying to be a comedy, it would excel because it's very funny. It's not trying to be funny. It's trying to be this taut, like, suspense horror movie.
But, I don't hate the premise. I think I talked about it.
You hate it once you saw it in the movie because it's executed so poorly. Let me just tell you real quick. You saw the trailer, didn't you? So they have a serial killer. I will regale you in the premise of this film.
Okay.
There's this serial killer. Regaled. don your regalia so I can regale you. Anyway, so there's this serial killer on the loose called the Butcher, right? And the FBI...
Or you either kill man to kill me, wife. I'm sorry.
Womp womp.
he done nick me son and kill me wife. Womp womp.
So there's a serial killer called the Butcher, and the FBI has devised this huge sting where they basically have this pop stars concert, right? Huge concert in like an arena, and they're going to use this fake concert to capture the serial killer, right? Because they know that his daughter is into like Lady Gaga or whatever.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the setup, because like that introduces zero variables to your plan.
Yeah, well, there you go, right away. Here's the even more fun part. They know, you find out, because you figure like, okay, well, they've narrowed it down. They got to have like a profile at least, or maybe they have an image of the guy. Oh, no. They know nothing about him. They say out loud that they don't know anything about him. They don't know his age. They don't know his race. They know it's a man, and they know he has a small tattoo on his wrist.
Well, they can probably tell his race then.
No. Huh. They say they don't know if he's white or black. They or whatever. Why did I only pick two?
two races. That's it.
Like, the fuck?
This is the Josh Hartnett vehicle.
Yes, and he's horrendous in this movie as well.
He was great in Oppenheimer. Good in
Things, I guess.
Pick one.
He was really good in Oppenheimer.
He was good in Oppenheimer. He was good in...
Pick something I saw.
Other thing.
What's the one with a paranoid?
Wasn't he in Black Hawk Down? Was he in that?
Everybody's good in that because all they're doing is screaming and shooting guns.
I don't even know if he was in it. Anyway,
a moving faculty on. Or disturbing behavior. He was good in one of
the faculty. The faculty. I like that movie. Anyway, so they don't know anything about him, right? And there's, of course, it's a sold out concert. So there's like, you know, 5,000 people there or whatever. And the, at one point, the FBI 5, profiler. 000. Also, this whole sting is put together by an FBI profiler, which doesn't sound like a thing that would happen. Like, it seems wildly above their, like, pay grade. I don't know. I watched Mindhunter. They seem to basically barely are listened to by cops. But anyway, the movie is horrendous. At one point, it's a part of the movie that I love to death because it's so stupid. At one point, Josh Hartnett takes a hostage, right? And the hostage, she surmises that the reason he acts the way he is, his trauma is deep rooted because he hates his mother. So she decides to cosplay as his mother. And then he listens to her like he's his mother or she's his mother.
Wait, time
and
out.
It's played serious.
How do they not know what he looks like, but they know how to cosplay his mother?
No. This is later on. This is a like one-on-one situation with someone he kidnaps. This is not the police. He gets out of the fucking arena. That part is like, that's like the first 40 minutes of the movie. He gets out of the arena almost no problem.
That's also, the entire trailer.
That's the entire 40 minutes of the movie is the like all the stuff you see in the trailer. You know how like you see him like put the oil in the thing and push the girl down the set. There is no extra stuff that he does to distract people in the fucking beginning of the movie. It's oh my god, dude, it's so bad. But yeah, this is a movie's bad when it's racing through my mind during the whole movie. I was like, oh, this is a movie, the podcast movie. This is a future movie, the podcast movie. There is no doubt in my mind. It was terrible. Don't watch it. I hated it. Again, you guys don't need to watch it because it is going to end up on the show. We can't not watch this movie. It's awful, 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 awful. Then I watched another piece of shit called Good Boy. I horror movies really need to stop taking the this is a 5-minute idea and trying to make it feature length. So this is a movie about this guy who's like very handsome and rich. And he's like a recluse and he lives with this guy that's in a dog suit, like a full on dog suit. And he treats him like a dog. Right.
You
like
know, what's funny when you said stop taking these 5-minute things and making movies. I was going to say Tusk, but it sounds like it's Tusk.
It's basically, yeah, Tusk. Yeah. So anyway, so this guy meets this girl on Tinder. Right. And he wines, dines her and 69s her. Nice. And then that was regards.
Classic triplet right there.
Anyway, he takes her home, you know, they hit it off, and then she sees the fucking horrifying dog man that lives with her or with him, and she freaks the fuck out and goes to leave. And you know, then he's like, why'd you leave? What's the matter? And then this is the most unbelievable part of the movie. The girl that obviously is freaked out runs away. She goes to like her best friend and the best friend's like, wait, you don't know who that guy is? That guy's like super rich. So like just deal with his weird shit. And she's like, yeah, all right. And goes back to the house and continues to date him. And then like, so the movie, like, you know, the movie is interesting because you're like, well, why the fuck is this guy a dog? Why is... So then you just find out that he's crazy. Like, he keeps the dog. The dog is basically like a hostage. And then she, like, has to try to figure out how to get out. And that's, like, the movie. And it's just, you never find out, like, the, like, crazy guy's, like, motivations or why he makes them dogs or, like, anything to, like, make this, like, an actual movie. And then it just kind of ends. It's terrible. I hated it. It's like
a new movie,
newish. And it's like Danish or something. I don't know. They spoke in a language that sounded kind of like German, but not German. So I think it was Danish. I hated it. It's not good. It is incredibly short. I will give it that. It is like an hour and 10 minutes long. But even that feels like they were stretching because they didn't know what to do. I don't know. It's just funny because, like, on the surface, there's like, okay, like, that's interesting.
They could have done a 10-minute montage of him doing dog stuff, like taking his dog man to PetSmart and taking him to the groomers. And, you know, that could have been fun.
I mean, or like anything, or like, give me like some interesting reason why the guy's a dog.
I got a better idea. Everybody just assumes that it's a regular dog, and she's the only one that realizes it's a person, and everybody acts like it's totally chill.
What was that show that I liked that was like
Wilfred?
Wilfred? Yeah. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody could see the dog. Or could they?
No.
I don't remember.
No. The idea was that what's his name? Frodo. He looked like a guy in a dog suit, but to everybody else, he looked like a regular dog.
Oh, okay. No. I meant that he looks like a man in a dog suit, but everybody just accepts it as a dog. That's where I was coming from.
I mean, that's kind of a more interesting. Anything that is more interesting than what they did, which is nothing. The literal resolution of the movie is, oh, he's crazy, and he just does this, and it's just like, oh, okay. And then the movie ends on you don't know it's a time jump. Because, like, basically, like, trying to get out, the crazy guy knocks out the dog man and the girl, and then they wake up, and the girl's in a dog costume, the other guy's back in his dog suit, and he gives him food, and then the movie ends with this little baby that's in a dog suit, and he's feeding him. It's just like, oh, okay, wow, you made a baby dog. Like, this movie sucks. Like, I hated it. It's so bad. But it's definitely one of those movies that's like weird enough where people be like, it's so fucked up. Like, you gotta watch it because it's fucked.
It's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up, man. It's like, this guy's a dog.
This guy's so fucked.
It's so fucked up that he makes a baby, then a baby's a dog, man. Like, it really makes you think, you're like, holy shit, man.
It's like, my kid's a puppy, too. And then I had to sew like up the puppy. You know how hard it is to get a baby-sized dog suit?
Oh shit! Also, like, the movie really like fucked up because you never see the man dog like take a shit. That's what I was waiting for, like, because at one point they do walk him to go to the bathroom, and I was really looking forward to that scene.
Does the guy ever put peanut butter on his balls?
No. Also, better idea and funnier, but yeah, no, they never play it for laughs. It's terrible. It's a terrible movie. I did not care for it at all.
Let's hear about which Predator movie Gogs watched.
Gogs, what did you watch, my friend?
I did not watch. I watched none Predator movies. I watched the.
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, now that you say it, I almost rewatched RoboCop the other day, though.
He's currently watching Predators on the other monitor.
Yeah. What did I watch? I watched the rest of that movie, Chad Gets the Axe, which I had talked about when we did our Long Legs review. It's like a worse version of that dead streaming movie.
I really like Deadstream.
Right. But like Chad Gets the Axe is fucking kind of lousy, but the end gets real gross. So there you go. It does stick with its rules. So you know, if you like a movie with rules,
I do like it. You know me. I like a movie with rules.
Hashtag Chad Gets the Axe.
Shout out to rules.
Shout out. Without them, there'd be chaos. So
big fan of rules.
I think I watched some other things, but I'm blanking out. The only thing I know I watched for certain was Vance wanted to sit down and watch the original Guardians.
Oh,
he hadn't seen Guardians 1 yet, and so I sat down and revisited Guardians 1. Pretty good film, Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
He was like, I wanted to watch the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
No, nope, not today. pretty good.
We might watch it one day, but it ain't gonna be today and tomorrow, probably not either.
Nope.
That's fucking hilarious.
Dad, please, I just want to watch the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
No.
Nope. Not today.
Nope. You'll be a man, damn it.
Mm-mm. But anywho,
there's Zack Snyder in this house.
Plethora of Zack Snyder things happen in this house, yet I don't want to expose my son to them. But no, the original Guardians, real goddamn good. Rooker's great in it. Everyone's great in it.
It's just one of the best.
And it's like, just like, when you take a step back, I mean, I guess now we've kind of already talked it to death, but like, what a big swing that was for that movie. Yeah. Because 100%. Like, who the fuck are these? I only knew Rocket Raccoon from Marvel versus Capcom. I couldn't tell you who anyone else was. And to cast two in their right, very big stars as just voice actors, and one of those just saying, I am Groot, He says four words the entire movie. And Dave Bautista, my God, is he just fucking phenomenal in that. So
you green whore, you're my friend.
You green whore, you are my friend. Like,
and then they immediately stop trying. Yeah, would that be a lesson to you kids?
Well, the Guardians movies didn't.
No, I mean, they're still good.
All three of those are good.
Did you ever circle back to Guardians 3? Or I need still, to revisit
Guardians. I think Vance and I are on a track now that we will go.
You know, earlier I said that Scanners is an opinion of yours that I just can't grok, and you not liking Guardians 3 really does bother me quite a bit.
I mean, that's fine. I mean,
I feel like you were in a bad mood that whole month because there was like a bunch of shit you were like just not here for. I can't remember.
But checked out.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Especially good. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I know you pretty well. You have a big heart, and you're a little bit of a you're very sappy at times. And there's so much sentimentality in that.
That movie. Rocket storyline is like tailor made for Gogs.
That's what I mean.
It's heartbreaking. I'll give it another. What have you?
I think you need to circle back around on that one.
Go back and give it what for.
But that's all I watched. And I'm like actively trying to look up the plot for. I had so much Venom stored up for Map to the Stars that's like, it's like left my body. Like, yeah.
Well, you all can bring it back when you tell me how stupid I am. But go ahead, guys. What happened in this movie?
Speaking of Venom. Oh no, that's not Venom. Sorry, never mind. I was thinking of Morbius because I've been watching House of the Dragon or whatever. Oh. And every time I see Matt Smith, I'm just like, have sex.
Poop your pants again.
You, apparently the finale was pretty bad.
It was not very good, no. It was basically, it felt like a commercial for next season. I mean, I thought it was pretty weak. But I mean, whatever. It's fine. Overall, I thought the season was not great, but I still enjoyed it. I don't know. I'm just a sucker for stupid ass, like, fantasy shit, you know what I mean? Like, even when, like, unless it gets like really bad, like the end of regular Game of Thrones, like I'm pretty much in. I'm very easy to please when it comes to that kind of stuff. Or what was that movie we just watched? The fucking
Witch Hunter General? What the fuck is it called?
The Seventh Son.
Yeah, the Seventh Seal.
Yeah. I love that movie. That's a good movie.
Bill and Ted 2 did it better.
Yes.
Anywho.
Yes. I get that reference.
Can we talk about this shit sandwich, please?
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy. If you go on IMDb, Huggo has a synopsis of it.
Huggo! Huggo!
I forgot about Huggo.
Let's run it back on Huggo, because I'm just going to sit here and talk about how this movie's just about trash people and ghosts. That's all this movie is. It's just, I mean,
it is
specifically, and it's like, and it's a trash mouth, like down and dirty Julianne Moore, which is like my favorite Julianne Moore.
It's very hot.
It is very hot, but it is like, but it is, this movie sucks. Yeah, like, so
I enjoyed what you said in the text thread where you said it sucks out loud, which I thought was a funny turn of phrase.
I'm trying to find Huggo's synopsis, but anyway, there's this shit kid and he sucks. He's like Frankie Muniz, and he had a thing one time, and I accused a girl of having AIDS, but she had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and like she dies right in front of him, and then he swears at his agent and says, "Hey, you didn't tell me she had not AIDS," and that guy was like, "Read the fucking cue cards, dick." And then some other woman shows up from across the pond, and she meets up with a vampire guy who drives a cab, and he wants to become famous, and she's covered in burns, and she wants to go figure out where everyone lives. Meanwhile, Frankie Muniz's mom's a piece of shit, and she's barely in the movie, but his dad is also a piece of shit, and he's on the TV all the time, adjusting Julianne Moore's hot trash back. The movie progresses as movies do. Everyone kind of finger fucks each other. Ghosts show up at some point.
Movies progress as movies do.
At some point, you find out that the girl that came over and is hanging out with Robert Pattinson is the psychotic sister of Frankie Muniz, who burned the house down when she found out that her dad was fucking his mom, which makes sense because that's how you meet kids.
Wait, that's not the problem. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got to it at the end there. You took a little while to get there, but yeah. She found out that her and her brother are products of incest.
Yeah, it's a real house.
There's a lot of incest in this movie.
Meanwhile, there's another kid actor who's getting all the limelight. So Frankie Muniz tries to choke him off in a shared bathroom trailer, and then a little girl dies in a pool, and that makes Julianne Moore all wet with success. This movie sucks. It's full of just like shit people being shit. And at the end, they kind of Romeo and Juliet each other on the foundation of their burned down house because Agatha destroyed the place because her parents are fucking sibling fuckers.
Dogs, yeah. What is the ending of Romeo and Juliet?
The ending of Romeo and Juliet is the kids they drink poison on the foundation of their ruined house because their parents, the Capulets and the Montagues, were cousin fuckers.
Because I've thought that one of them thinks the other one's dead and then kills themselves, and then the other one realizes the other one's dead and then kills themselves. I thought that was how that went.
Let me tell you how the ending of that works. Ready? People in love die together. Baby, that's Romeo and Juliet. That's textbook all day. Doesn't matter whether they do it to each other or whether they got confused or poison kissed the lips
whether
or
they
knives go through hearts. It doesn't matter because that's what happened in this one. And I'm sticking with the analogy. Where is Huggo's synopsis? I can just rip through. Where is Huggo?
If you click the thing right at the top.
Oh, there it is. Got it. Thank you, Alec. Here we go. This is just like one paragraph. Oh, and he touches on something I neglected to. The Weisses are current Hollywood royalty. Father, Dr. Stafford Weiss, is celebrity psychotherapist to the stars and self-help guru through his books, videos, and seminars. Perhaps more famous is his 13-year-old son, Benji Weiss, the literal and figurative bad boy star of the hit movie Bad Babysitter, and currently filming the sequel. The sequel is a comeback of sorts for Benji following a highly publicized stint in a drug rehab. Oh, yeah, he shoots a dog at some point, which probably turned Alec off. The sequel is a comeback of sorts for Benji following a highly publicized blah, blah, blah. His career is managed by his mother, Stafford's wife, Christina Weiss. Among Stafford's celebrity clients is actor Havana Sagrand, who is also from Hollywood royalty, as her mother is actress Clarice Taggart, who died years ago in a house fire. Everyone dies in fires. Middle-aged Havana is past her star prime and is hoping her next movie will be a remake of Stolen Waters in a role made famous by her mother, for which Clarice received an Oscar nomination. Havana is largely in therapy because she feels like she was abused by Clarice, who still haunts her as seemingly a real vision, but she may have equally strong emotional issues related to her declining career and how she perceives she's viewed in Hollywood. Through a loose connection with Carrie Fisher, I forgot about that part.
Oh, yeah.
Havana hires a Hollywood arrival, late teen Agatha, as a personal assistant. Havana, Carrie, and Agatha believe the connection is karmatic, as Agatha has physical burn scars on her face and all of her body, which she hides under her clothes and gloves. Agatha embarks on a friendship relationship with Jerome Fontana. Motherfucker's name is Jerome Fontana.
Pretty so great. You're getting mad about Jerome Fontana, but you're fine with Havana Sagrand?
No, I'm not. But like Jerome Fontana is just fun to say. An aspiring actor writer is working as a limo driver until his big break. I can't believe they bought Death Not Sleeps the Tiger. Like many in his position, he hopes to use whatever life experience to work in his movie career. Although they all have these public issues, there are many secret issues which they are all dealing with and which affect their behavior and well-being. Agatha's reason for coming to Hollywood in particular may have a profound effect on all those who she comes in contact with. Her parents fucked. But that's bad because they were brother and sister.
I have to give Huggo credit because he really wrote it out and made it as boring as the actual movie was. Like I was like glazing over.
It feels like he didn't watch the movie. It feels like somebody like the producer explained the movie to him and he just wrote what they said.
He like called him on the phone.
It's not a synopsis.
Hey Huggo, I got a scoop for you.
He's like dancing around the key plot points.
It's like a treatment. It's not like a synopsis. It's not what happened.
But it does suck.
Okay.
Let me get. Go ahead, you go first, Sean, because all three of us hated this movie.
As a big fan and defender of all David's, both Lynch and Cronenberg. I think this movie is intended to be a comedy. Take that with whatever mileage that you have.
It's listed as a comedy.
That doesn't always mean anything. Like, I've seen weird shit listed as comedies. So the internal mechanism that makes me think it's a comedy, that he's aware of what this movie is, right? This movie is not good. It's like a trashy exploitation movie. Can we all agree on that?
That it's trash.
I mean, it even looks like a one of my biggest.
It looks like Inland Empire.
It looks really bad.
It's shot like on video. It looks like Inland Empire. Now, I don't think that this is dressed up as an art movie, but I think Cronenberg gets lumped into art movies. Would somebody back me up with that? Okay. Havana Sagran's mother was in this trashy 70s movie that is being remade as an art film. Like, I think this is like a, you guys, like, at least somebody I know, like Velvet Buzzsaw, right?
Me and Alec both like.
Like, I think, and it is a very clumsy movie. I saw somebody compare this to Mulholland Drive, which, like, I get in, like, the most, like, very base comparison, but it's, like, Mulholland Drive's, like, a masterpiece of American cinema, and this is something else.
They both have streets, so continue.
Yeah. I think this is his, like, I'm just making an exploitation movie, but it's going to come across as this big art movie. And, like, I like movies about taking down artists because I think artists are fucking obnoxious. And, like, I like movies where everybody is horrible and irredeemable, and that's what you have here. Like, the performance is all, like, you can take this movie and Mulholland Drive and a couple other movies and draw a straight line to, like, Yorgos Lanthimos and, help me out, Riley Stearns and that kind of movie, right? Like, it's very evocative of those things, and I'm probably giving the movie more credit because I feel like I get what he's trying to do. And, like, I do enjoy when directors try something out of their wheelhouse, because forever he's just like the body horror weird sci-fi weirdo. And I think,
but he's done stuff out of his wheelhouse for years. I mean, he made History of Violence, and, you know what I mean? Like, he's gotten away from like horror stuff for quite a while. And we did Eastern Promises on the show.
Eastern Promises fucking rules. So does the History of Violence. And, like,
that's one of the Cronenberg movies we did. We definitely did Eastern Promises.
I think David Cronenberg...
Are you postulating that we're just too stupid for this movie?
No, not at all.
I agree.
I don't think it's. I'm not. I'm very stupid. Like, I'm like an incredibly dumb person.
Not like this, then, because, like,
I didn't say you had to like it. I appreciate it, and I feel like I like it. Like.
Like I like the balls. Like
I like, I like Bill Walsh's College Football, right? The video game. But I also really like College Football 25. Okay.
The new one.
Going back and playing Bill Walsh's College Football is fucking miserable. However, you don't get to this iteration without that iteration. So I think I'm responding more to what the movie is trying to do. And I like trashy, like Into the Valley of the Dolls and, like, the dark side of Hollywood and all that shit, and people complaining about artists. Like, this movie is full of things I like. I think Julianne Moore is, like, kind of brilliant in this movie. Like, I think she's really fucking good. I think she gets it. John Cusack is bad, but John Cusack, like, stopped being able to act sometime after High Fidelity or, like, Lord of War. He just kind of checked out and started wearing baseball caps everywhere.
Oh, I like Lord of War.
I like that too, but I'm saying after that. Or not Lord of War. What's the,
No, you're right. Not Lord of War.
Isn't Lord of
War? War Inc. Is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Lord of War is the other Nicolas movie that's Cage, very that movie similar. Yeah, that movie's good too.
I love, one of my favorite movies is fucking, I can't remember its name. Ryan Gosling, Baby Goose, Thailand. What the fuck? Only God Forgives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's full of repugnant human beings that are not worth salvation. Like, so this movie's kind of like in my wheelhouse, and I'm not prepared to argue with anybody that they should like it because I don't think it's very good. Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out how my love of Bill Laimbeer's combat basketball translates into me appreciating this movie.
Combat basketball is just like an American version of Speedball Brutal Deluxe, so maybe that's what you're responding to. I bet you didn't expect that pull. Shout out to the Bitmap brothers.
I mean, I'll just say this. I get what you're saying. Like, I understand. I understood, like, watching it, what he was, like, going for. I just don't find it interesting. Like, I, no, you know I what I mean? That. Like, I just don't think, like, yeah, it's, like, over the top, and it's almost like a fucking telenovela at times. Like, it's yeah. that. And even, again, like, the look of the movie is that. Like, he's going for this very, like, TV look, and it's, again, very, like, yeah. almost like trash TV, like, reality TV. But I don't, like, just because I understand the intention, it doesn't, it didn't work. Like, I didn't,
yeah.
I didn't find this movie, like, compelling at all. Like, and I, you know me, I love movies where everybody's terrible. That's, like, yeah. my bread and butter. I mean, I love that shit. My, you know, I am anxiously waiting for Blood Meridian. And if they do that movie right, like, no one's going to like that movie because everyone is absolutely the worst.
Oh, they will do it wrong. Unless they make it for $500,000, it's not going to be good.
Well, John Hillcoat, I have faith in John Hillcoat.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love those kind of movies. And I just, it just did not, like, nothing about this movie resonated with me. If anything, like I said it in the chat, but this movie felt to me like Southland Tales. Like, this movie felt like it's a movie with like 8,000 plots and I don't care about any of them. And then, like, it's also kind of absurd, like Southland Tales, and trying to be funny, but I don't find it funny. Like, I don't know, except for that one scene in Southland Tales.
Yeah.
They're rehearsing the murder. Remember that? That shit was
Yeah, weird. I find Julianne Moore's desperation very compelling. Like,
I
don't know.
I thought she was
She was so repugnant that it turned me off. Everyone's just so repugnant it turned me off. But I did, I will admit, I did come around on Only God Forgive.
I did come.
I did.
Where he's like, maybe I'll give you a chance if you suck my dick. I'm like, yeah, I'm here for this.
Alec, was your favorite part of the movie how repugnant everybody was?
No, my favorite part of the movie was when I turned it off.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't think this was going to be an Aerith approved movie.
Oh no.
I missed the last 30 minutes when he shot the dog. I just turned it off.
Oh, I wouldn't say you missed anything.
I was like, this movie sucks to begin with, and like, I don't need to see animal violence. So. Biology of the people's fine, but not animals.
I agree. Anything else?
You guys are idiots.
Yeah. I mean, I must be, because I just watched this movie and was like, ugh.
Oh, it's not, I recognize that it's not a good movie. Like, and I don't expect anybody to like it. And like,
are you saying that it's intentionally bad though?
No. Yes. No.
Oh.
I think it's intended to be like, I don't think it's intended to be bad in craft. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a
it's like a well-made Repo the Genetic movie. Opera.
Correct. Like, it's meant to be evocative of, like, again, Into the Valley of the Dolls, like, was something I mentioned. Something of that ilk. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's meant to kind of remind you of those, like, she's doing, like, a shitty, like, Mommy Dearest kind of, like, not, I mean, that's a different plot. But that style of acting, you know what I mean? Like, she's very immature and screechy, yeah. and like, it's got a lot of that, like, hey, shit, dick, and like the 14-year-old starlets that are like, oh, she's totally menopausal. She's like, they actually curse how like teenagers do, which is off-putting. Like, where it's very repetitive and obnoxious. Like, it is an obnoxious movie. I'll give it that. Like, everybody is annoying as shit, but I liked it for all its flaws.
All right. Five knuckle shuffle time. Alec.
Two.
Nice.
That's pretty high. Higher than
Generous. I was shocked.
You didn't even finish the movie.
That's a flat out endorsement as far as I'm concerned.
No, I laughed when he asked her how she got AIDS.
AIDS comes up a lot funny. In this movie.
And she's that kid like, had a I couple don't... of funny
She's
lines.
Like, I don't have AIDS. And he just looks back at his manager like he had you to see somebody me. With AIDS. Like, he was... But then after that, he wasn't funny anymore. Like, he would... That it's was
either...
That gave me hope, because I was like right at the beginning. And I was like, oh, it's kind of funny. But no. They never reset again. Gogs.
I'm gonna give it a one.
Oh.
Just because... you know, there's something hot about trashy Julianne Moore. She is acting in this movie. And, you know, it's her namesake month last month. So little treat for her. But this movie sucks. I don't know. It's just like, I didn't fucking,
Thanks, Bill Burr.
They want.
It's a good movie. What is it? I don't know. It sucks.
It's just, I don't know. I hated it. I hated the whole time I was watching it. I just did not. It was just. But I don't know what Robert Pattinson's doing, and I like Robert Pattinson, but he's just wasted in this.
He's getting his dick wet, sir.
Barely in this movie. He's right? Like, I don't know what he's doing.
He's just plowing traumatic broads in the back of his limousine.
Which is a cab.
Well, you know, every cab can be a limo. If you believe in yourself. So, yeah. This movie sucks. David Cronenberg sucks. Be better, I suppose, TJ.
Do better.
It's a one for me, dog. I did not care for this movie at all, and I found it like a chore to get through twice. Thank you. I watched this movie two times. Hey. I have seen, I don't know if I've seen every David Cronenberg movie, but I've seen I'd have to look at the list, but I've seen pretty much everything he's ever made. And this is his worst movie. I mean, I watched the original. I think I talked about it on the show. I watched the original Crimes of the Future that I didn't really care for, but that was like a student film, and I didn't like that. But like, this is worse than that. I just couldn't connect to anything that was happening in this movie. Like, I understand the objective. I just found it just on a like. Unappealing is the wrong word. I just found it uncompelling, I guess. Because I like a down and dirty, trashy movie. I like movies where it depicts horrible people. I mean, I those are some of my favorite movies. But like, yeah, this one wasn't it for me. So yeah, that's a one for me, dog.
Oh, I guess I don't get to go.
Oh, Sean, no, Sean's got
shit. I forgot. I totally forgot. Yeah, Sean,
everybody push your bets. I'm putting no money on 8.
I'm just very hungry.
I'm gonna give it Goggs' highest score, a 7 out of 10.
Wow.
I guess
as good as Repo Man.
Right. I get why everybody doesn't like it. And like, I don't know that like I find it compelling as a dramatic narrative, but I find everybody's like complete repulsiveness oddly compelling. Like, I wanted to see what happened, even though like what happens isn't particularly interesting, if that makes any sense. Like, I think honestly, like, I think if I could get in there and edit this movie, I would just cut everything with Abigail and her whole plot and just make the movie about Julianne Moore and what's going on with her. Cause I find that like very compelling, but like, it's not a good movie. I'm not going to die on a hill, and it may be his worst movie, but I'm a big fan of his other movies. So take that as you will. But I like what he's trying to do. I appreciate the swing.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
7. Why? Mm-hmm. But that's why we play the game, right? any given Sunday, folks.
Odds on what? David Cronenberg ever seeing an American football game?
Oh, very, very low. I doubt he's a sports fan in general, even though he's a Canadian. He probably doesn't watch. I can't imagine him watching sports. But then again, you know, you can always be surprised. Yeah. What is August, guys? What is this month? Do we have an August?
No.
Shit. Well,
that's it. Call it.
It's the end of the show. what happens in August? We'll have to think about
it. Is there an Olympic thing we could do? Every movie has to be like somehow tangentially related to an Olympic sport, whether it's archery or basketball
What's the title? You know the law.
Blanks in Paris? No.
Jesus.
The Olympic lames?
Hold on. We gotta think of something.
We've already watched all the Crow movies. Otherwise, I could say we could call it August and everything after and just make it be all Crow movies. But.
Oh, I don't even understand that reference.
It's Counting Crow. It's a Counting Crows album. Come on.
Oh my
dude. Adam Duritz, work with me on this one.
Christ.
Ah, oh, fuck you.
Mr. Jones and me.
I guess we'll have to leave this on a cliffhanger. We'll have to figure out what we're going to watch.
We can come up with something.
Do you want to just do a grab bag for the next couple of weeks?
Have we done Frogist? We've done Frogist, haven't we?
Yes, we did what? Frogist.
We did frog-based movies.
Dogist? Have we done all dog movies? We could do Cujo and fucking Man's Best Friend.
That's pretty good.
White Dog.
I don't think we did Dogist.
We didn't do Dogist.
Oh, I like that.
Wait, weren't we just going to run it out with Nick Cage films?
And we'd watch Reservoir Dogs.
No, we're not going to do that. We already did it. I mean, we'll fit Nick. I like Dogist, personally. I go for Dogist. Also, point of order. Does the movie Dog Soldiers count?
It either has to have dog in the title or be about dogs.
We've not watched Dog Soldiers.
We most definitely have.
We have watched Dog Soldiers.
We already did Dogist.
As a unit.
We did Dogist already?
How about Hoggist? Yes.
We watched movies. We watched Axel. We watched.
Fuck, oh, you're did. Right. You're right. Shit.
The Invention of Dogs.
That was during COVID.
Hoggist.
Yeah. Hoggist. What about Hoggist? It can either be cop movies or pig related movies. Pigs. Oh, I like this.
Okay.
Hoggist. Gogs, you got a pick?
Delicatessen?
Ooh, good pick.
Wild.
Alec, you ever seen Delicatessen?
Never even heard of it.
Ooh, I think you might like it. It's by the same guy that made, City of Lost Children, Alien 4. Why am I missing a big one?
You know, the alien everybody likes.
No, what's the...
Amelie?
Amelie, yes, he made Amelie.
Yeah. Amelie, the French movie?
Yeah, he is French.
That movie.
Yeah. He's French as shit. Amelie's brilliant. I love that movie. I think you might like Delicatessen.
And for those of you playing their game at home, it's because the cover of the
has thing a has pig a big on it.
Pig on it.
So we're already stretching the definition of Hoggist. But I do like Hoggist.
Yeah.
All right, Hoggist it is. Next week, Delicatessen. We get to watch a good movie. I'm just going to go ahead and spoil it. I love Delicatessen. Also, Alec, you're going to like it because it's post-apocalyptic. It's great. It's a cool-ass movie. I don't want to oversell it, but I really like this movie a lot. So I'm excited to watch it for the show.
There we go.
All right, everybody. Speaking of Delicatessens, I'm going to make a delicious deli sandwich because I'm starving. So
yeah, you be good, Dagwood. All right.
Good night. Bye.
Enjoy your hoagie.
I wish. I only have, like, sourdough bread. Can't make a hoagie out of that.
Ew.
I know. That's what I said.